Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imc.org, for February 27th to March 4th, 2016. As the Palestinian Authority work for an international peace conference, Israeli troops kill 4 Palestinian civilians this week. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. 2 youth injured, meanwhile scores others were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when Israeli troops attacked non-violent protests organized in West Bank villages. IMMC's Majd Bajali with the details.
In Kfar Kadum in North and West Bank, 2 civilians were lightly wounded and many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli troops attacked the weekly protest there. Troops later stormed the village and fired tear gas in the residents' homes. Meanwhile, in the villages of Bilayn and Na'anin in central West Bank, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate in the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. Many protesters suffered effects of tear gas inhalation and were treated by field medics at both locations. At the nearby Nabi Saleh village, troops attacked protesters at the village entrance. Israeli soldiers fired several rounds of rubber-coated steel bullets and tear gas at protesters and nearby homes. Many residents suffered effects of tear gas inhalation as a result. Moreover, at least 400 Israeli and Palestinian peace activists marched in non-violent protest organized at Settlers Road 60 near the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem. The protest on Friday was organized by Combatants for Peace Movement in collaboration with a number of Palestinian and Israeli NGOs. For IMMC News, this is Majd Bajali.
This week, the Palestinian Authority hopes for convening an international peace conference that helps push peace forward. IMMC's Rami Al-Maghari has more.
In a meeting with European members of parliament from Belgium, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas called for convening an international peace conference that would help push the peace process forward. The president's meeting with the parliamentarians took place in the West Bank city of Ramallah and was described as fruitful, as the PA's president briefed the delegation on latest developments in the region, including Palestinian efforts for reconciliation underway. In the meantime, Israel claimed that the Islamist Hamas party in Gaza has been able to recollect its strength since the end of last Israeli war on the territory. More recently, some analysts suggested that Israel might intend to carry out further larger-scale attacks on the Gaza Strip with Israeli attempts to undermine Hamas's capabilities, including underground tunnels, which Israel accuses Hamas of rebuilding since then. In another news from Gaza, the Islamist Hamas party demanded the Palestinian Authority in Ramallah to press for operating an Israeli electricity line that would ensure at least 100 megawatts of power supply for the coastal enclave. Hamas called on the various Palestinian factions to press for the electricity supply, which is less than 12 hours a day, across the Gaza Strip. Hamas had agreed in June 2014 to quit government for the best of a consensus government in Ramallah. Up to this moment, a consensus government formed by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has not taken effect in Gaza. On a related note, rival Hamas and Fatah parties have been recently engaged in talks mediated by Qatar in order to sort out obstacles ahead of forming a unity Palestinian government. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Maghari in Gaza.
Four Palestinians were killed this week by Israeli gunfire during separate attacks in the West Bank. Meanwhile, in Gaza, a tunnel worker is killed during an accident. IMMC's Ghassan Bannoura reports.
A Palestinian youth was killed on Tuesday at dawn by Israeli troops' gunfire after the army invaded Calanda refugee camp near occupied Jerusalem. Iyad Sajdiya, 22, was killed by an Israeli army sharpshooter. The slain Palestinian was a fourth-year journalism student at Al-Quds University and a member of the Calandia Media Center. Media sources said that dozens of Israeli military vehicles invaded the camp while military helicopters flew overhead. The invasion led to clashes between the soldiers and dozens of local youngsters who hurled stones and empty bottles at them. An additional 7 youth were injured in the clashes, one critically. Moreover, Israeli soldiers shot and killed on Wednesday morning 2 Palestinians in the Beit Eli illegal Israeli settlement near the northern West Bank city of Nablus, allegedly after they attempted to stab a soldier. The Palestinian Health Ministry identified the 2 slain youth as Labib Azam and Muhammad Zaglawan, both 17, from Karyud village south of Nablus. The 2 left their homes on Tuesday evening and never returned. Their families and other villagers looked for them all night long until they heard the news of their death. Later in the week, Israeli soldiers killed on Friday morning a Palestinian woman driving her car close to the Gosh Atzion settlement block on the main Bethlehem Hebron road south of Bethlehem City. The Israeli army claimed that Amani Sabatin, 34, from Hassan town west of Bethlehem, tried to ram soldiers with her car and that one officer was mildly wounded before the army shot her dead. The wounded officer was moved to Shaar Tzedek Hospital in Jerusalem. Sabatin's family said that she was killed in cold blood and that she did not try to hit soldiers with her car. Also this week, the Israeli army conducted at least 67 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During these invasions, Israeli troops kidnapped at least 77 Palestinian civilians, including 13 children. In the Gaza Strip, medical sources announced that a young man was killed on Thursday evening after a siege-busting tunnel collapsed on him, suffocating him under the rubble. Earlier in the week, Israeli troops stationed near the southern Gaza-Israeli borders opened fire at Palestinian farmers, forcing them to leave their lands. Meanwhile, the Israeli Navy on Monday attacked and abducted 9 Palestinian fishermen while they were on board 2 fishing boats offshore Gaza, according to local sources. The Navy also seized the 2 fishing boats and dragged them to Ashdod seaport as well. On Tuesday of this week, the Navy also opened fire at Palestinian fishing boats, forcing them to go back to shore near Gaza City. For IMEMC News, this is Bassam Barnoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for February 27th to March 4th, 2016. From the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Maher Kassis and me, Iman Abdrabbo Bannoura.